day so fair. It makes you feel so good that you could cry. The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle. And the hills, the greenest green in Seattle.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Another sweaty week ahead with heat advisories in effect for a big chunk of the country. And meteorologist Grant Gilmore says the heat is going to be sticking around.
It's absolutely amazing how many of us are underneath some sort of heat alert. All the way from Lake Superior to the north to the Gulf to the south. We've got either heat advisories or extreme heat warnings, and there's very little relief on the way, where places like Savannah are only looking at low temperatures to around 80 degrees.
Tropical storm Iona has formed in the central Pacific and is expected to continue trekking toward the west on a course well south of the Hawaiian Islands. The National Hurricane Center says the storm's expected to strengthen further in the coming days, but currently poses no threat to Hawaii. President Trump spent the weekend in Scotland golfing and shoring up a trade deal with the EU.
President Trump says the U.S. and European Union have agreed on a trade deal. Trump made the announcement as he concluded talks with European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen at one of his golf courses in Scotland. He's on a five-day private visit to his two resorts here in the United Kingdom. Trump called it the biggest deal ever made and said it is great for cars. He said the catch was fairness about the U.S. export of cars and agriculture.
That's reporter Catherine Arms in Bath, England. On to the hunger crisis in Gaza. Aid is once again flowing in. Jordan and the United Arab Emirates say they airdropped 25 tons of food and basic necessities. And reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem tells us
Israel also airdropped aid into Gaza Saturday night and said it would stop fighting in certain parts of Gaza for 10 hours each day to allow more aid in. Airdrops have been criticized by humanitarian organizations as expensive, inefficient, and dangerous.
CBS's Elise Preston reports on a sudden plane evacuation in Denver due to a landing gear problem.
With smoke billowing from American Airlines Flight 3023, passengers escaped using emergency slides onto the Denver airport runway. Just moments after the Boeing 737 MAX was traveling down the runway at 146 miles per hour.
While fans watched baseball games inside Fenway Park this weekend, concession workers were outside on strike.
The union demanding that the food supplier Aramark pay better wages and stop replacing employees with self-checkout machines.
There's no way with an ownership group like the Red Sox that have so much money that we should have people making poverty wages.
A statement from Aramark said, "We have bargained in good faith and are disappointed the union rejected our latest offer."
Samantha Cheney with CBS News Boston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You still have 40 million plus vehicles globally that are driving around with a potential ticking time bomb, a grenade in either their steering wheel or their dashboard. And when we look to what injuries may have transpired from a defective airbag, we generally see loss of vision in an eye, or we see facial lacerations. We also see hearing loss. Unfortunately, we started seeing death after death after death. When that passenger airbag exploded, it basically degloved his entire face. He lost his nose, he lost his right eye. the type of catastrophic injuries that one is more accustomed to seeing in a Hollywood movie, and not something from a device in an automobile that's supposed to protect you. Morgan & Morgan has a national reach in terms of handling and prosecuting cases. Notwithstanding the team of lawyers that we have collected that focus only on product liability day in and day out.
Morgan & Morgan. Visit us at badairbags.com for an office near you. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Where are the best and worst school systems in the country?
Among reading scores falling nationwide and uneven math gains comes a report from Wallet Hub on the states having the best and worst school systems, key dimensions being quality and safety. The top states are found in the Northeast.
Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, Virginia, New Hampshire.
Wallet Hub's Chip Lupo says in those states,
taxpayers are getting more bang for their buck.
And the states toward the bottom of the list.
Deep South and close to the bottom, Arizona, New Mexico, and Nevada.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
An arcade in the Philippines just earned a Guinness World Record for having the world's largest claw machine. Claw King's over 17 feet long, 13 feet tall, and 8 feet wide. It's filled with stuffed animals and toys. The Claw King dethroned the previous record holder, Santa Claw. That's a machine in Florida that's no longer in operation. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 70s. Heat index into the upper 90s on Monday with lots of sunshine. For Monday night, a scattered storm and a low around 75. For Tuesday, some showers and storms possible, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid 80s.
It's 73 at our studios.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to, isn't he a bit like you?
Let me try with pleasured hands to take you. What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
Your daddy, who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby love. everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's green and warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing.
We've done together. Oh, while our hearts were young.
just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
And timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Play when we used to get along. Hey baby, the plan I saw. Let's get back together. I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
Riding Hood. last and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Like
and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through now. But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't
and
lie.
We'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy
and if you have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Can be, oh, and our good times
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
To make her see you fool. Do you hope to pluck this? is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Scotland, where President Trump is on a five-day trip, golfing and talking trade. He's expected to meet with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer later today.
The White House has not released details about the meeting, but over the weekend, the president told reporters he would discuss the recent trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K. and other potential business opportunities. The president's meeting with Starmer follows news of a trade deal struck between the U.S. and the European Union on Sunday. That deal includes a 15% tariff on European goods and a 0% rate on American exports to the EU. Willie James Inman, CBS News.
11 people were stabbed inside a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan this weekend. The suspect, identified as 42-year-old Bradford Gilley, went on the rampage with a folding knife. CBS's Lana Zack is there.
Hospital officials tell us one of the victims has been discharged and only two remain in serious condition.